The 2016 election left Americans deeply divided. Some found themselves enthused and encouraged by the outcome. Others were disappointed and depressed. But the vast majority of the American people were unified about one thing: the belief that corruption is rampant in Washington. Polls revealed that 3 out of 4 Americans believe that there is widespread government corruption in Washington. One could safely argue that perhaps the holdouts are not paying attention. And the concern over widespread corruption is growing. The number was 2 in 3 back in 2009. Politicians who practice corruption have created a crisis of confidence in our government. Only 19% of the American people in a recent survey trust the federal government to do the right thing. Americans have known for quite some time that politicians make themselves rich through public service. Who could forget Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson stashing $90,000 in bribes in his freezer? Or Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham, who created a bribery menu that netted him $2.4 million? Then there was the 2006 Jack Abramoff bribery case that led to a flurry of convictions in Washington. The lobbyist had given gifts to politicians in exchange for favors. Abramoff was sentenced to 4 years in jail. Congressman Bob Ney pleaded guilty to taking bribes from Abramoff and was sentenced to 30 months in jail. Congressional aides for no less than 5 congressmen pleaded guilty to corruption, conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and bribery charges, as did executives in the Bush administration from both the Department of the Interior and the Justice Department. Other forms of corruption have been exposed over the past decade that, while not leading to jail time, have led to great public scrutiny and embarrassment. In my book, Throw Them All Out, I exposed insider trading on the stock market by members of Congress. When the book was published and featured on 60 Minutes, it set off a national firestorm that led to the passage of the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or STOCK Act. In my book, Extortion, and in another 60 Minutes story, I revealed how politicians enriched themselves using mafia-like tactics. In Clinton Cash, I laid out how the Clintons monetized access and official favors. Polls conducted in 2015 and 2016 showed that a sizable portion of the American public believed the Clintons were corrupt, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation launched an investigation based on the book's findings. Following the money in those projects was simpler, using financial disclosures required by law.